The Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar runs now through the 28th of July, Wednesday through Sunday, in the amphitheater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. James Peck vividly remembers the best rock concert he ever attended. It was one of the most quote-unquote ritualistic theater experiences I've ever had. It had that seize your body, wash over you aspect of rock and roll, that feeling you're part of something larger than you. That's the feeling that Peck wants to create as director of Jesus Christ Superstar. In a way that a really great rock concert makes you feel you're part of something big and cosmic, I think a great production of this show should work the crowd into a sort of oceanic sense of being in touch with something in the universe. This summer marks not only the Muhlenberg premiere of Superstar, but also the return of former Muhlenberg dance professor Charles O. Anderson. Anderson returns from Austin, Texas, where he teaches dance at the University of Texas at Austin. Ken Butler serves as musical director. Director of Jesus Christ Superstar, James Peck.
In Jesus Christ Superstar, we very much get Jesus as a human who has limits and flaws and is struggling to stay attached to this mission that he thinks he's been sent on. And that's present within the tradition, within religious tradition. If you read the Gospels carefully, that Jesus is present in the Bible as well. What isn't in the canonical texts is the sense of Judas as a complicated and flawed human who is actually struggling to do the right thing. Part of what I think is so exciting about this piece is the piece still holds Judas responsible for putting his faith in the wrong authorities, betraying his close friend, and he pays the price for his actions. The play gives him lots of time to articulate his own sense of, actually, our mission has gone awry. Your celebrity status has outpaced what we set out to do and is kind of corrupted. This is his perspective on what's happening. And I like that the piece, in a way, if you think of Jesus and Judas as, in common parlance, Manichaean oppositions, the embodiment of good and the embodiment of evil, the piece still holds fast to the sense of Jesus as exemplar and Judas as a kind of cautionary tale, but they meet very much in the middle. That sense of them as two humans on this path that's bigger than both of them is very moving to me.
And I particularly like that Judas, what better chance of making a true dramatic, tragic figure than they thought they were doing the right thing?
I completely agree with the way you just phrased that. I also love your use of the word tragic, because I do think of Judas in this telling of the story as a tragic figure. If you think of the classic Greek definition of tragedy, a terrible story in which a central character arrives at knowledge of the world and of him or herself and of some bad thing they've done too late to do anything about it. And so that kind of combination of some growing self-awareness, but past the moment when the terrible consequences have already come down and there's nothing that can be done about that bad thing you did and you just have to live with your failure. I think that very much is the Judas in this piece, touches very deeply.
But great music, great spirited music. Sorry, Charles couldn't be here to talk about it, but I'm imagining great spirited dancing.
Yeah, I can certainly talk about the reasons I asked Charles to do it and why I think his work is so extraordinary. As you say, Charles's choreography often has a mythic aspect. He's accustomed to working on a very large scale and through dance, he calls himself a kinetic storyteller, through dance, telling both political fables and spiritual fables that comment on issues of social power, as well as really invite the visitation of a spirit. And so with him let loose on this material, his dances do bring to the community of the disciples and the apostles a sense of that they are living a life in the presence of the spirit, and that their actions have that cosmic sweep to them. And the other thing that is great about his work on the show is that, you know, as you know, Charles is African-American, and his choreography is very deeply rooted in African-American and Africanist, African movement ideas, motifs, dance phrases are very present. The score is drawing so deeply on black musical idioms of the 60s and 70s, funk and R&B, soul, ragtime, right? That the presence of his movement brings out those qualities of the score in a way that also inspirit the stage. It's really spectacular. There's much more dance in this show than people typically, when I've seen it, and that I think than most productions take advantage of. And it's really being used not to just sort of provide eye candy while the songs get sung, but to tell the story and invite the spirit onto the stage in a really palpable way. It's very powerful.
James Peck. He chairs the theater department at Muhlenberg College and directs Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar on stage in the amphitheater of the Baker Center for the Arts on the Muhlenberg College campus. It runs Wednesday through Sunday, now through July 28th. For more information, the box office number is 484-664-3333. More information also available at muhlenberg.edu/smt. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.